this bulletin. Australia's COVID-19 vaccine rollout for children aged 5 to 11 set to begin in January. The former New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, rules out a bid for federal politics. And in cricket, the Australians keeping the pressure on a deflated England in the first Ashes test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Children between the age of 5 and 11 years will be able to get a COVID-19 vaccine from next month. The Australian Technical Advisory Group on Administration has approved Pfizer for the 2.27 million children in this age group following provisional approval by the Therapeutic Goods Administration earlier this week. Approval is also being sought for Moderna. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the rollout will begin from January the 10th.
As a parent, there are no more important decisions that you make than those you make about the health and well-being of your children. And we want to make sure that we have been one of the first countries after in North America, in the United States and Canada, having observed their experience and looked at their results to be able to move to vaccinations for 5 to 11-year-olds.
The former New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has ruled out a run for the seat of Warringah in next year's federal election. Speculation had been mounting this week about whether or not she would run, with various Liberal Party members voicing their support for her to do so, including Prime Minister Scott Morrison. That's despite the Independent Commission Against Corruption investigating whether Ms. Berejiklian breached public trust or encouraged corrupt conduct in the course of her secret relationship with disgraced former MP Daryl Maguire. Ms. Berejiklian says she has no plans to enter federal politics and is instead looking forward to a career in the private sector.
I'm looking forward to a much less public life. I won't be contesting the federal seat of Warringah or for any other seat for that matter. I'm going in a different direction and I'm looking forward to the opportunities that next year brings.
Former Liberal Prime Minister Tony Abbott had previously held the seat of Warringah for 25 years before losing it to the Independent MP Zali Steggall in 2019. Overseas now, Julian Assange is set to find out whether UK judges will overturn a decision not to extradite him to the United States. Mr. Assange is wanted in the US on allegations of conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defence information following WikiLeaks' publication of hundreds of thousands of leaked documents relating to the Afghanistan and Iraq wars. US authorities brought a high court challenge against a January ruling that Assange should not be sent to the US, citing a real and oppressive risk of suicide. The High Court is due to give its final ruling on his case later today. French President Emmanuel Macron says European unity will be one of the top priorities for France's upcoming presidency of the EU. President Macron's tenure as European Union president overlaps with his own country's presidential election, which would put him in a difficult position if he campaigns for re-election. Mr. Macron is expected to run in April's two-round election, and France's turn in the European Council's rotating six-month presidency starts on January 1st. To sport, England's injured talisman Ben Stokes is being deemed fit to bowl after passing a medical examination on his knee. The 30-year-old is believed to have sustained the injury after chasing a ball during yesterday's play. Meanwhile, Ollie Robinson has also been cleared to resume bowling after suffering an injury to his leg following the delivery of his 18th over. He's shrugged off concerns about its severity, saying his body is doing okay. The second test begins at Adelaide Oval on Thursday. And now for a look at Friday's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 25. Adelaide, much the same, 24. Melbourne, a possible shower, 19. Hobart, a light shower or two, and 17. Canberra, rain easing, 16. Wollongong, showers tending to rain, 21. Sydney, a shower or two, 25. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 26. Brisbane, similar conditions, 31. Cairns, a possible shower, 34. And Darwin, a likely storm with a shower or two, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.